This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're visiting with Dr. Roland Venaria, a general and cosmetic dentist at Newton Dentistry. The practice is a multi-specialty dental clinic that offers general and cosmetic dentistry, Invisalign, endodontics, periodontics, and oral surgery. Dr. Venaria, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Good morning. Thank you.
And of course, we're certainly looking forward to hearing from you per your expertise in the cosmetic dentistry space. So tell us, if you would, give us a quick rundown on your background and what led you to becoming a dentist. That would be a great place to start.
Okay. I'm a son of immigrant parents from Italy. And the one thing that they demanded of me was that I get an education. My father, after I graduated from dental school, Georgetown University, my dad said, "What do you have? You can do whatever you want, Carl. That is, you have a choice. You can either be a physician or a dentist. Which do you want to do?" So, my dad at this time had just had a full mouth reconstruction, and I was very interested in everything that was done for him. And so I chose dental school. I did my undergraduate at Suffolk University in Boston, and then I did my dental training at Georgetown University in Washington, D.C., and then my residency at the Abington Memorial Hospital in Abington, Pennsylvania.
And certainly do appreciate your giving us a rundown on your background there. Most helpful. Now, what did you end up teaching as well as being a practitioner? That's not something you see every day.
Well, I'm just totally interested in keeping up with my profession. And the best way to do that is to teach. And I was fortunate enough to have the opportunity to teach at Harvard University School of Dental Medicine. I did that for 20 years, and then the past 15 years at Tufts University School of Dental Medicine. It's just a passion of mine to continue to learn.
And I'm most certain there's a lot of folks that are quite pleased and appreciative of your teaching and being willing to teach and bringing that passion into the classroom. Good stuff. Tell us, why are amalgam fillings better than composites? As we shift gears a little there, what's your thought there?
Okay. Amalgam restorations are fillings, are probably the oldest and most tried and true restorative material that was been using to restore teeth for the last 170 years or so. So I can't say that they're better than amalgam, but that they're certainly more long-lasting. They have one drawback, that is that they're not white. They are silver-colored because the composition is about 50% silver and 50% mercury. There's no need for us to worry about the mercury in the compound of the amalgam because it's the longest clinical trial that's ever been done for men, and that is the silver filling. Silver fillings on the amalgam fillings usually have a lifespan that's anywhere from 10 to 30 years. So they last a long time, and they're very safe.
Certainly some interesting information on the amalgam fillings being better than composites. Really helpful information as well. Today we are speaking with Dr. Roland Venaria, a general cosmetic dentist at Newton Dentistry that is a multi-specialty dental clinic that offers general and cosmetic dentistry, Invisalign, endodontics, periodontics, and oral surgery here on eHealth Radio's Dental Health and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, taking this further, why do you prefer gold crowns over ceramic crowns? Get into some of those details there.
Gold restorations have been used for about centuries, I mean, going back to ancient Egypt. But they're not the most aesthetic thing. It used on teeth where aesthetics is not a concern, like the very last molar in the mouth, they have a longevity that is about 93% survival after 50 years. That's a pretty good time. You'd be very happy if you bought a car and used it daily, morning, noon, and night. And it lasted for 50 years for you.
Wow, 50 years. That says a lot right there. That's about all we need to hear on gold crowns being the preferred. Thanks so much. Now, what types of partial and complete dentures are available today for patients? Love to get some input on that.
Well, teeth can be replaced today by the standard treatment that we've used for many, many years, probably about 100 years. They can be replaced today with a plastic base, a metallic base, or they can be replaced with an implant tube. The implant is a man-made root, and it's surgically placed into the gum, into the bone, and we let that heal. And once that heals, it acts as a natural root. And we can attach a crown or a cap to that root, and thereby replacing the missing tooth or bridge. What's nice about this is it doesn't need to be taken in and out of the mouth every night, whereas a removable partial denture would need to be taken in and out of the mouth daily and cleaned. I mean, that doesn't mean that you can, once you have an implant placed, you can't clean, you don't need to clean the tooth. You most certainly do. But I didn't want to give anybody the false impression that once you have an implant placed, you don't have to care for it. You do. But once it's placed and the bone goes into and around the implant, the artificial root, then we can place a individual tooth on that implant, or we can use it as part of a bridge and replace multiple teeth.
Well, Dr. Venaria, we certainly do appreciate all the information here. Quite interesting as well, per your expertise and years of practice. And on behalf of Newton Dentistry joining us here today. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share as we conclude today?
Tooth decay is the most prevalent disease in mankind. And it's the easy thing to remember is that an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. So just this simple daily cleaning of the individual teeth, and you can keep your teeth for a lifetime. They were designed by an excellent dentist in the sky, and he used the best materials, natural tooth and bone, so that we can have and use our teeth for the rest of our life.
Dr. Venere, again, thanks so much for your time. I know you have a busy schedule and really appreciate your sharing your expertise briefly here with the listening audience here on eHealth Radio. Folks, if you want to get in touch with Dr. Roland Venere or to get more information on Newton Dentistry, you can find more details and means of contact at newtondentistryma.com. Dr. Venere, thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Okay, thank you.
Anytime. It certainly was our pleasure. We've been speaking with Dr. Roland Venere, a general cosmetic dentist at Newton Dentistry that is a multi-specialty dental clinic that offers general and cosmetic dentistry, Invisalign, endodontics, periodontics, and oral surgery. And for all the details, visit newtondentistryma.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.